nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious feast line. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Let's mark our books at number 683. Once you've got that marked, let's turn to number 166. 166. I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice, I cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, he lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care, and though my heart grow weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ our King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving,
so good and kind.
He lives, he lives,
he lives
out as Jesus lives today.
He walks with me
and talks with me
along life's narrow way.
Salvation to impart.
You ask me how I know
he lives.
He lives within my heart.
Our Father, we're so thankful that you do live within us all. We thank you for your Son and all that he has done for us. For the gift of his life upon that cruel tree for us. We thank you, Father, for these opportunities that we have to gather together in your name, to study your word, to sing songs of praise to thee, to worship thee as the one and true and only God. We ask you for your guidance always. We ask you to please be with those who are hurting and suffering. Please guide our steps daily, help us always show that you live within us. Thank you for your love and care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In John chapter 3 and verse 16, when it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son." The idea of this is that we have a great love for God. But how do we go about training our children? And how do we go about ourselves being trained to love? There's a way in which the Bible tells us in the Old Testament of the Bible that God wanted the people to be trained to love him and to remember him as they went into the promised land that he had promised them and their fathers before, that it would be a land that flowed with milk and honey. Think about the passage in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18. When God said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." When we teach our children and train our children to love others as we love ourselves, to think about the good things that come in our lives and to share those good things with others round about us. To show and demonstrate a love for people, regardless of their color, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious background. Show a great love for them in that way. It is noted in Proverbs 17 and 17 that a friend loveth at all times. And there is a friend that's born that is closer to you than a brother. That can be the case as we go through life and we see someone come into the family by way of marriage and by way of friendship that really is closer than a brother, in the sense that they are more our minds and more in our ways and more a part of our lives. And there's great love that's shared one with another, because they want to be accepted in the family and accepted in our lives. So it's a wonderful thing to have a friend to love us at all times. It is noted in Proverbs 10 and at verse 12 that the God of heaven, I believe, is signified out in this passage of Scripture when it says, "Love covereth all sins." All sin meaning mistakes that are made. Sin meaning failure to do the right thing. And love covers that. It is noted there in Proverbs 10 and 12 that that's the way God wants people to live and behave and do. As we talk about these things, we're talking about things that we all respect highly. We appreciate. We're on the receiving end of that kind of love and grace toward us, that we enjoy that relationship with that person. And particularly, they enjoyed the relationship with God. In regard to this matter, back in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, and at verse 5, it is noted, "Ye shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your strength. These are the words which I command you these days that shall be in your heart. God didn't just say them as commandments to them, but He wanted them to think and to gain this in their heart. They wanted to love the Lord their God with all their strength, with all their might, with all their ability. They were to love the Lord their God with their whole being, soul, and with all your strength. These are the words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And He goes on to say, and ye shall teach them to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Ye shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall write them on the doorpost of your house and of your gates. Notice that all of these things are talking about things that we left on the walls here from the Vacation Bible School that we did back yonder when. And we wanted to remind them as we were coming up to this particular set of lessons and everything, as to remind us that these things should have our helping hands idea frequently in the minds of anybody who looks at them. These are the hands of God and the hands of mankind serving a cause, doing good. And that's what He tells here in Deuteronomy 6, He wanted them to do. Thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. And how shall you do about it? You talk about it when you sit down in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and sleep at night, when you rise up in the morning. You have prayers and you have times to this God of heaven who's blessed us. Now He goes on to talk about the things that God has blessed us with. And over in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1, He says, even the seven mightier nations in whom you now live, mightier than you, that I will show you my victory over them and blessings toward you that will come. And so God was planning for them to see that God loved them and cared for them in spite of the mighty nations that they were living amongst. And He says, when the Lord your God delivers them over you, ye shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. Ye shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. And nor shall ye make any marriages with them. They shall not give your daughters to their sons, and neither shall they take your daughters and for your sons. Ye shall turn your sons away from following me and to serve other gods, so the anger of the Lord will be roused against you and destroy you suddenly. But these ye shall deal with. Ye shall destroy their altars, break down their sacred pillars, cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire. For ye are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord of your God shall have chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure above all the peoples of the face of the earth. What does the New Testament tell us about our lives and our coming into Christ Jesus? Because of the love that He showed for us as God sent Him and He gave Himself for us. And as a result, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the heartfelt love that we have for Christ Jesus who did Himself for us. And what does that mean for you and me? When we get over to the New Testament of the Bible and we find out that we are people, a special kind of people, go with me to the writing of Simon Peter to the special people of 1 Peter chapter 2. In reference to them, he says the following about their way of life and deeds that they do. He says, therefore, laying aside all malice and all deceit and all hypocrisy and envy and evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now they tasted back there in Deuteronomy 6 and 7. that the Lord was gracious to them. The Lord was good to them. The Lord was caring for them. And the peoples round about them, they were to love and care for as they love themselves, but not to the extent of forgetting the God of heaven, who gave them victory over the seven stronger and mightier nations around them than they were. And to be showing them victory in any kind of battle that they had with the others, that they would be victorious. And hear what he's saying to them. If you've tasted that the Lord is gracious, come to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but chosen by God and precious. Ye also are living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. Who believes on me will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head or the chief of the corner." And he's the chief cornerstone and stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word which they also were appointed. And ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Sounds a lot like those people back there in Deuteronomy 7, doesn't it? They were blessed. They were accepted by God. They were wonderful. And here it talks about Christians today, people who are serving Jesus Christ. And he says, you're a holy nation, a special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, and have obtained mercy. In days gone by you didn't, but you now have obtained the mercy of God. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having a conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. What will others do in the Christian dispensation? They'll see Christians practice good deeds. They'll see the practice of Christian people being good people. And what will they say to you? They may be critical of you, but they'll be won over not by arguing with them and discussing back with them and cursing them back, but they'll be converted. They'll be changed. They'll be thinking differently by your habits and practices in serving God and Jesus. So as we go forth in life, he says, therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme or to governors or those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. The Lord wants there to be a law and order to be done. He wants people to be punished who do no wrong and hurts to others. When they get into doing wrong for others, they don't care who's there and what's going on. They'll reach out and hurt and harm and pillage. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. By doing good, by helping others, we show a way of love. And we can teach that love to our own children. And I believe I've been a great example of that very thing in my own life. Because I had a mama and daddy that loved me. I had them to talk about this in the daytime as we were visiting with one another. Everything that we did in life, it seems like, came back to, where's God in this money? Where's God in this picture? Where's God in this sofa that we like? Where's God in this bed that we have? Where's God in this food that we eat? Where's God? And obviously the answer would come back, well, God is the one who made it possible for the seed to be here, and for seed to be planted, and seed to be... That's what struck me so vividly in a terrible way when one of my favorite actors, Jimmy Stewart, was in the movie of Shenandoah. And there he was sitting at the table, and he called on them to pray. And he thanked the Lord that we had the strength and ability to go about doing what we're doing and bringing it into the house and putting it in the plate and that sort of thing. But we thank you just the same. Well, I didn't take that to be the start out of my conversations at home. My conversation at home was that God had made it possible from the seed that was planted and that we watered and that we graciously harvested, and that we brought it to the house and cooked it and fixed it up for the table and everybody who came and ate at our table, whether it was relatives or friends, were always complimentary of the good things that they heard and saw there. Because Mom would always talk about it before we ate, before we participated in that food. They would talk about from whence it had come and how it come about, and pray that it might do good for our bodies now, give us the strength that we need to play the games we were playing, to do the work that we needed to do, to do the care that we do. And so in the ways that we're going good, it was always good. And love abounded among people, and love abounded among them. And I still even get today some comments when Mama's picture shows up on Facebook, or Daddy's picture, or both shows up on Facebook, and somebody sees it from the long ago, and they remember good people, helpful people that they loved at that day and time, and sad now that they're gone from us. But in order of things, that's the way that it's going to happen. That's the way it's going to be. He says regarding people in verse 17, honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters as with all fear. And not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable if because of conscience before God, one endures grief, suffering wrong. For what credit is it when you're beaten for your faults? You take it patiently. But when you do good and suffer, you take it patiently. This is commendable. Before whom? Before God. God sees it and He goes with you. For this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps. When we found the opportunity to talk to people and be with people and help them out in this regard to see the Lord and see His right way, this is commendable to God. This is the right thing to do. When we talk about love at home, when we talk about love where we go, when we talk about love as He describes here in Deuteronomy 6 and 7, and the victories that are given by God and the benefits that come from God cause us to love Him that much more and to tell others about Him as we live, not passing back to others words of profanity and deeds of profane work as we suffer at their hands because they don't understand. They do not, as Jesus noted, they do not know what they're doing. They do not know to whom they're mistreating. And as the time goes along, they'll realize the words that were said and the compliments that were given as they face these situations in life. Love can be demonstrated and love can be done with our families, with us as well, as we love each other. The song of invitation provided tonight, think about your relationship to the Lord and His way as we stand together and sing this good old hymn.
Would you live for Jesus and be always here to do? Would you walk with Him within the narrow?
make you what you are to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His blood can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his service find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true? Each providential test. Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His love can fill your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best to him to have his way with thee.
Please be seated. He word with heavenly comfort from where'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own hand. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he